1-800-875-5225.
This is Free Talk Live, where you control the airwaves by calling 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line all across the country and online at freetalklive.com. The SACL CAI line is yours to use virtually any time. And also, don't forget to get over to the website where you can check out the boards and check out what's going to be happening coming up very soon next week. It is Porkfest, the Free State Project's great extravaganza where freedom lovers from all around the country and all around the world will be getting together and having a really, really good time. Okay, let's get back to the phones and the fun. I am Gardner.
And I'm Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark today, and they are out taking care of expansion of the program as we welcome you to the phone line. So let's get right back to the phones. Topic we were discussing before the break was Barack Obama specifically and generally the general aversion that people have to actually allowing people to hold on to more of their money. Let's get to Adam, who's on the line in Montana. Hi, Adam. You're on Free Talk Live, and thank you for the call.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Hey, we've got some weird, funky stuff in the background. Don't know. Just sorry for the distraction there, Adam. We've got
sorry,
something coming
I'll
through.
To
yeah,
somewhere.
Thanks. Okay, go ahead, Adam. We'll continue, though.
Sorry, my name's Aaron, but my question for you guys was, do you have any knowledge of Barack Obama being a part of the Council on Foreign Relations and also Hillary Clinton? Because I've heard that before, and I'd like to know from some people like you that actually research a little more than the person that told me.
Yeah, well, thank you, Aaron, and apologies for the...
And hopefully we can bring a little light more to the people that previous callers, because it seemed like they're pretty brainwashed, like they watch the news a lot or something.
You know, it's a process. I get frustrated and angry sometimes. I don't know about you, but especially...
Well, I got common sense, man.
Well, you know what really gets me is when people with the collectivist mindset decide that they're going to enter politics rather than deciding to start up a charitable organization or a business that's going to do what they want. They want to regulate other people's lives. They want to regulate other people's businesses rather than going into competition or starting some private organization that will help people. That bothers me. But outside it, you know, a lot of times you get the collectivist mindset. You try to educate them and be as nice as you can. The CFR thing, I have heard exactly what you have heard. I have heard that John McCain, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama are all members of the CFR. It's probably confirmable by a couple web hits, but I have not checked it out myself. I will only tell you, Aaron, that it sounds like it's probably likely. Let me ask you, while we have you on the line from Montana, what is your opinion of your governor? He seems to be very strong in the gun rights thing. Do you think it's just rhetoric, or do you applaud him for saying that if the Supreme Court does not find in favor of an individual right, he's going to move to try to get everybody to secede?
You know, I've been so caught up in the presidential race that I haven't had time to look at the local stuff here.
I see.
But I've heard things, and a couple friends of mine, we've been looking over the Montana Constitution thing that was written up, and, you know, we all are close to a... the woods, you know, and you know, we ain't giving up our guns. We're hiding them, if anything, and you know, we're ready to hold on to them. And I've heard things about the governor saying that, you know, this with the same kind of views as what I just said, and I hope he's not, you know, I hope he's not lying just to set some kind of lie. But it's in Montana. Yeah, we're really. We got a lot of Ron Paul supporters down here. I went to see him up in Missoula, and was really I really liked his policy on marijuana. And he said that, you know, it shouldn't be illegal. The federal government shouldn't have made it illegal that it has medicinal use. And me being a hyperactive kid growing up, and they tried to give me Ritalin and stuff like that. And
of course,
I noticed
they did.
That there's natural things that, you know, for us kids that are super hyperactive. I mean, and I don't agree on abusing it and letting it run your life, but, you know, just a little bit of use. And I really appreciated Ron Paul for speaking about that in Missoula when I went to see him. But I had one more quick question. I don't want to take up 2 minutes of your guys' show.
Nope, no problem. Shoot, man.
I wanted to ask you guys, and it's probably a dumb question, but have you guys read David Icke's Global Conspiracy book, and I'd also like to know if you've read The Biggest Secret by David Icke.
All right. I have not.
I have not either.
And
I wish I had more time for book reading.
Repeat the
so
title
really,
once more.
Really, if you guys are interested in what you talk about,
yeah.
I mean, he has some off-the-wall views, and those aren't, you know, but he really does have hardcore evidence of things. And you know, him and Alex Jones on certain levels think so alike, and I think but David Icke has a little more info because, you know, he's based in the U.K., and he's older than Alex Jones, and he's been researching it a lot. And I really admire the guy because he's got so much knowledge, and I just maybe some of your listeners could pick up that book.
Right.
He actually predicts 9/11 in it and stuff like that. Man, he's really on point with most of the things he talks about, and hopefully people don't get strayed away with some of his views because they're off the wall, a couple of them.
Yeah, it might be worthwhile checking out, Aaron. Thank you for the call from Montana. I really appreciate
that. God bless you guys, man. Hopefully everything goes all right, and thanks for having me on your show.
All right, Aaron. Thank you for the call from Montana. Excellent, excellent to have you in the audience. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Thanks to the wonderful guys at SACL. Let's continue with the phones and the fun here at Free Talk Live. Gardner filling in for Ian and...
Julia.
For Mark, most likely, although she's in Ian's seat and I'm in Mark's seat right now. It's Free Talk Live, but John is on the line in New Hampshire. Hi, Johnny. What's happening?
Hey, guys, I got to say, thanks for filling in tonight. You know, it's better than having a repeat. You guys got quite a team going over there.
I dig it, Sam.
You guys
are
awesome.
Dig, yeah, baby. What can we do for you?
Listen, I just wanted to tell you and the listeners a little story here. You know, when I was a little kid, my dad brought me on vacation to a neighboring state, and the state was beautiful. And then as a teen, I visited as often as I could. And then, you know, I ended up spending my honeymoon there in that state.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I had little kids before I was divorced, I brought my kids to come and visit that state. And then, you know, get to the point that I said, you know, I got to make a promise to myself. I'm going to move there someday. And then eventually there was this silly idea of a free state project. And I said, is this icing on the cake or what? And so now tonight I'm over at the yoga class up in Derry because I'm way down here on the border here.
Yeah.
I still commute down to that state that I used to live in, but here I am way down at exit 1 on 93, and I go way up to Derry, you know, way up north to Derry for a yoga class. At the end of the class, everybody's saying, hey, see you next week. I said, well, I won't be here next week. I'm going on vacation. And somebody said, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to my favorite place, New Hampshire. And guess what, folks? New Hampshire is actually my home. I moved here about 4-plus years ago, you know, here about the early movers. I'm a very early mover, and I don't hold that against anybody. You know, it was real easy for me. Like I said, I'm still right near my family in a neighboring state. I still commute to my old job. So, you know, so easy for me. But I got to tell people, folks, New Hampshire rocks. And if all you can do is come here for a vacation, come up and join us, man. We're on vacation next week. We're doing something called Pork Fest. It's awesome. 300 or 400 people, liberty lovers, come up and join us. Have a vacation. It's the best week you'll ever have.
New Hampshire is beautiful in June, is it not?
Oh, it's just so awesome. We're gonna
stunning.
We're gonna have warm days and cool nights and bonfires.
I can't
wait. Partying.
It's going to be a blast, and if people have an opportunity, they should check out the Free State Project's website. They can go there and look at all the information. And if you get an opportunity, Pork Fest is going to be a blast. It starts up on the 9th and goes through the 15th at Gunstock Mountain Resort in Guilford. You can go to freestateproject.com and see the link over there. It's a way to celebrate and explore freedom in your lifetime. The Free State Project's Pork Fest is a terrific idea.
I really dig his enthusiasm.
Hey, if I could say one more thing about that.
Yes.
You know, this is the vacation of all vacation for liberty lovers. And for liberty lovers, when you get here, start looking around because you might want to make it home just like I did. Come on home, liberty lovers.
Great,
Ramsey's
thanks.
The place to be.
Thanks for the call, John. I'll see you up there, my friend.
Good night, guys.
Okay,
see you
buddy.
Next week.
Talk to you later on. 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us. It's Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com. We'll try to fit in one more call. And this is on the amp line, our main man, Sam. I'll tell you what, Sam, we're up against the clock. We will bring you right in after these very important messages from the folks who back us up at Free Talk Live. Go to freetalklive.com on the website. Check out the supporters of this program. I'm Gardner.
And this is Julia.
And we will return in just a moment, filling in for Ian and Mark. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improve the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. It is the place where you can take over the airwaves, freetalklive.com, and the toll-free line is 800-259-9231. I am Gardner.
And I am Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark, who are, of course, the regular angelic hosts of this program. They are out flirting around and fleeting around with
flirting
other...
Flirting and fleeting.
Yes, they're butterflies of radio right now out there publicizing the program and doing a great job of it, thanks to many of the Ampers. And we get right back to the phones and the fun where you control the airwaves on this program. We've been talking about money. We've been talking about a lot of different things, the Free State Project. And we want to get right to Sam, one of our favorite guys in Texas who is on the AMP line. And thanks for being there. Sam, thanks for sticking around. How are you, my friend? Good to talk to you.
Hey, Gar, doing great. Julia, I got to ask you, whenever you're on, I never know how to do the greeting. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, just sounds way too formal. What's a proper one?
Oh, I don't care. I can be a dude. Dudes are cool. I'm okay with that.
Just say, hey, guys.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
All right.
Well, I'm flying to the airport tomorrow, or flying out of the airport tomorrow here in Dallas, going to D.C., actually, for the trip up to Porkfest.
All right.
And as you know, Gard, I fly without ID.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that tomorrow. And there's some new rules that they've put in place. This is something that I've done 30, 40 times.
Wow.
And only
that's
had
impressive.
The only time I was ever denied was on Delta because it was a private policy. And I haven't flown them since. Now, tomorrow I'm on American, but I checked on their website, and they say that it requires government ID. Now, I don't know if that's their new policy or if they're just, I don't know. I'm not sure what they're going to do with that. So there's also new TSA rules that have been implemented. I think this has to do with the change in American's policy, and that's that they're going to call the airport police. So I have my friend coming. He's going to film the interaction. I'm going to be wired up with a wireless mic so we can capture everything. But I really am a little nervous about it because I don't know how this is going to work out. I mean, if you think about it, what happens if once I move up to New Hampshire and I surrender the state's ID back to the state and I choose not to accept one, does that mean I become a second-class citizen because I won't be able to open a bank account? I won't be able to fly if they say no tomorrow. I'll have to charter a bus or an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, investment options will be closed to me.
Yes, yes, yes. Boy, you know, I think everybody should be listening to what you have to say. Even if you weren't going a little bit more hardline by videotaping and having the microphone, mm-hmm. just the idea of not wanting a state-issued piece of paperwork that, for example, if you don't have in Washington, D.C., you might not be able to make it back to your house.
A friend of mine, we're discussing whether or not we're going to go and actually visit that checkpoint and videotape it, and I would like to also interview some of the people going in and out of the checkpoint about their experience. But I don't know. It sounds like an unsafe neighborhood.
You know, and as you say, once you do it, you'll be a marked man. And strangely enough, a guy without an ID would be a marked man, but you would.
Yeah.
And it is a difficult thing to imagine that in today's society, the government is impinging on society so much. And just as an aside, I'd like to say a message out to all the paleo conservatives who are always worried about getting a national ID. Folks, it's in large part because of you and what you've been pushing to try to stop immigration and so-called protect the borders and have homeland security and build up the size of the state, that you're getting exactly what you feared. And a guy like Sam is now wondering whether or not he'll be able to get involved with investments, open a bank account of a certain amount of money, withdraw a certain amount of money from his bank account without it being traced, all these types of things. His liberties are being restricted. Sam, I really don't know what to tell you. Julia,
yeah,
what do you have to say?
I'm moving to New Hampshire here shortly, and I'm going to be over 1,500 miles away from my family. So if they say no tomorrow, does this mean I don't get to go, you know, see them during the holidays, or if something were to happen to one of my parents that I couldn't make it down? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Is it really worth this for
this? This is something that I battle with myself. My parents and old friends and stuff live in Florida, and I generally go down there once a year, and I don't know if it's worth flying down there anymore.
I mean, but before long, we may not even have the choice anymore.
Right.
I mean,
right.
10 years ago, you didn't even have to show ID, and there was no requirement to show ID for over 50 years.
Sam, you and I have met, and if people who, if they're just being introduced to this program, or later if they're just listening on podcasts, or if someone turns them on to this in this brief conversation, this is a picture of where we're going in this country. And this is a guy who's a good guy who now because of everybody's fear and because of their belief, their mistaken belief that the government, by doing all these things, is providing them some form of amorphous protection. You are having your life affected. Your personal relationships with your families could be, with your family members could be affected. I'm really saddened that we're going down this route. I didn't think when I was a teenager I would ever have to think about these things, Sam. I didn't know I would meet a guy who would have a situation where his life could be influenced this way. But I've met you, and I'm really troubled by this. I don't think there's much of an answer other than the fact that when you get into that personal situation with the video camera and the microphone, you know that they're not going to be happy with it. Just try to be cool.
I expect that.
Yeah, try to be cool. Tell them that you're filming it. They're going to tell you to turn your camera off, by the way. Ask them to...
Well, see, the microphone will be hidden uh-huh. with a body pack. And it's going to be my buddy filming it from several feet away, a long ways away, with a really good high-def camera. So, I've done a lot of this. I wouldn't recommend most people go and do this kind of thing. I've had a lot of practice interacting with these folks, and I probably handle it a little better than most. So,
well, you know what you remind me of?
It.
Yeah, have you ever read any of the Repairman Jack novels by F. Paul Wilson?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Yeah, Repairman.
Atlas Shrugged.
Okay. So. All right. Well, I highly recommend picking up The Tomb and then Legacies after that and then just going through the whole line. Repairman Jacket is a guy who works out of New York. He has no identity, no social security, gets paid in cash, doesn't pay taxes, and, you know, he's pretty much the embodiment of the anarchist ideal. And when recently in some of the books he's had to travel for various reasons, and trying to get through the airport security for him is absolutely unbelievable. You know, I'd hate to recommend, I can't recommend on the air anyway, getting a fake ID or something like that. But
no, I wouldn't do that.
It's yeah, and because that's tacitly accepting their paradigm anyway, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really tough.
So, I think that's why it's so important to get people now up to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Up there working together to create a voluntary alternative to so many of these government-mandated services.
Yeah.
The sooner that we can do it, I don't think there's really any stopping it. I think we're going to have some effectiveness in New Hampshire with some of the political stuff that's going on to help bring about change in a more gentle manner up there. But I don't think there's any stopping the federal government. So it's really going to take just creating a market alternative that ends up being better than the service that the government provides, and that's really not that hard to do.
Well, Sam, you say it well. I look forward and I'll cross my fingers that you make it up here. I really appreciate the call and especially your support on the AMP line, too, man. It's great to talk to you again, buddy.
All right, good night, guys.
You got it.
Bye.
Great call. All right, we will return. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free line is 800-259-9231. The SACL, CAI, toll-free line. Gardner here.
And Julia.
We'll return in a moment.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, where you control the airwaves, and you do so by calling the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. This is Guard.
And this is Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark. It's great to have you here. We'll get right back to your calls. First, a little thought from some of the people who back up Free Talk Live. Hope that you will do a little business with them. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. Remember, that's internobs.com. internobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at internobs.com. Let's get right back to the phones and the fun, Julia, shall we? Let's get to, Cliff, who's on the line in Miami, wants to talk to us about money. Cliff, thanks for waiting, and thank you very much for joining the show. How are you, my friend? Oh, we lost him. Let's go instead to Mike, who is in Montana, wants to talk about gas prices. Mike, you there? Hey, Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike going once. Mike going twice. See if we can get back to Mike. Let's go to Paula, who's on the line in Florida. Paula, you and I have only spoken indirectly. Welcome to Free Talk Live. How are you?
Good evening, hon. I've got some news for y'all. We just got it. Israel just threatened Iran. Yeah, if they didn't stop their nuclear program.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we've had two serious things happen today. We almost had to shut the schools down because the price of fuel went up to $150 a barrel. And so I had to call Washington. Anyway, they're getting a bill together right now to get money to the school systems so they'll have fuel money.
Yes, I've been hearing that in some school systems they're thinking about going to a four-day work week. That, of course, is in the government schools where if they want to get any sort of responsiveness, it's going to take months. They'll probably come up with a bad idea, and the poor kids are sitting there so hot in many areas of the country because they have no air conditioning, while in the administration offices, they do. Paula, the thing about Israel, what do we mean by threaten to attack Iran?
Yeah, they have threatened to attack them, yeah.
I'm asking how and where did you hear this?
It was just on C-SPAN. It just went across the screen.
And how did they threaten to attack Iran?
They just threatened to attack them if they didn't stop their nuclear program.
So they say they will take it out.
I guess.
All right. Well, it's
anyway,
good to know,
another thing, we've got a problem with. My cousin Jim Gist is running with Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. He's working on this thing. So they're pushing this thing with the biometrics in the school with the children big time. Mm-hmm. And he was really working on it hard today, big time. And he said to call everybody and have everybody call their representatives to get this thing stopped as quick as possible. He said they pushed it big time.
This is on a federal level?
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to look into that a little bit more. Thank you very much for the update there, Paul. It's good to talk to you in Florida. You have an awesome night. 800-259-9231.
Paula knows everything. Paula's
in a lot
of different
loops. She's in a lot of loops. And, you know, the thing about Israel and Iran, it's good to know, interesting to know. Unfortunately, it shouldn't have a bearing on the United States, but we've been so involved in the Middle East for so long, helping establish Israel in the first place, putting bases on the Saudi soil just as Osama bin Laden said and used to try to recruit people, and we continue to be involved there, that, of course, United States policy is going to be mixed up there. Should not. I don't think the Founding Fathers would be pleased, and I'd like to go beyond the Founding Fathers and say get the United States out of it altogether. Let's get to Vince, who's on the line in Indianapolis. Vince, thank you very much for joining Free Talk Live. How are you, my friend?
Oh, it's Jonathan. What's his name? Julia.
Hold on. Julia. Yes.
But you guys are very nice.
Thank you.
And I want to say, you know, we've got the Marines are in here this weekend.
Oh, are they doing exercises?
Going house fighting.
Oh, that's great.
And the mayor of Indianapolis, he is a retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel.
Oh, did he just invite them in, or did he actually happen to mention things like the Posse Comitatus Act?
No, he didn't mention anything. He didn't even say anything about it.
Oh, man. Well, you know, they've broken Posse Comitatus already anyway by putting the National Guard on the U.S. border, and they broke it a little bit earlier, what was it, in the 1990s with Waco. So I think we can pretty much toss that one out the window, and now they're down in Indianapolis and messing around down there doing some war games, huh?
Yeah, they took over, I guess, what they're planning to do, because it's Joanne Lengel, who's organizing protests. She had protests. I went to a set this evening over at the fairgrounds. There were about a couple hundred people there. But, you know.
I was just going to say, Vince, one of the things that I wish people would do would be to try to educate the local news reporters, not in any sort of, you know, crazy, I'm a conspiratorialist sort of image way that sometimes, you know, people on the fringes of the freedom movement can be seen as. But, you know, in the way that you and I discuss it, Julia discusses it, you know, hopefully taking a reasonable approach, trying to approach the reporters who might be covering this and say, hey, you know, I know you're trying to do this report, but a lot of people think that it's very important to have as part of the report the idea that, you know, Posse Comitatus would hold this back. And, you know, bring up some information, have it ready-made, and give it to them. And you have to do it repeatedly because they're not interested many times. But sometimes you can break through with people. Call them up at the station, that sort of thing. Local news reporters as well. And
the one thing I wanted to mention was, I didn't mean that, the Marines will be training in
training
parks.
That's training in parks.
You know, where children are going to be playing. And that's not, you know, and they said they're going to use paintball guns, but they can, those things can be, I know they're supposed to be non-lethal, but I've heard of them, you know, denting skin and causing some injuries.
Yes, paintball guns absolutely can be painful. Being shot with a paintball gun hurts.
But, you know, this is what, you know, I used to think people like that, you know, were nuts a long time ago. I think they started this back, you know, even late, earlier in the 60s, because I remember we had troops here in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the Civil Rights Movement.
Yes, yes. So of course, we can't forget Kent State, what happened there. You know, this is very troubling. I think we're going to hear more and more about this, Vince, and you know, imagine what would happen if a private group of people wanted to go to that park and use it that way, the way they wanted to. You know, what exactly do they, for what are they preparing? What exactly are they training to resist? A giant terrorist military strike or something? Who are they trying to protect? Why do they have to train in that specific spot? I don't quite understand what they're doing there, other than trying to get PR and showing people that, oh, we're all prepared,
we're
helping,
something.
We're protecting you. Yeah, do you get what? Are they giving you any reason, any rationale out there, Vince?
Well, that's what they were just saying, you know, and to utilize different areas. Because, well, the mayor of Toledo, Ohio, opposed it last February, and they, you know, didn't allow them in, and then, you know, and they got some flack about it, I guess. But,
oh, yes, I remember that.
In, but,
yes. Yeah, I remember that. So wait a minute. Now, he was going to resist, and so the outcome was that he had to back down?
Well, he did back down. He let him in on the outskirts of the city.
Yeah, I admired that move to try to resist them a great deal. Listen, I tell you what, you know, keep tabs on this, Vince, and then report back, you know, if I'm here on Monday or tomorrow night or whatever. Just, you know, watch this and give everybody a call back and let us know what happened, okay?
Yeah, because I also just want to ask you, what do you think of the, you and Julia think of the Libertarian Convention, you know, because I thought it was just, I agree with that one lady, I can't think of her name, but it was just the neocon.
Well, I wouldn't call it I think neocon is a bit of a displacement. I think paleocon is actually what's going on. A lot of the people
libertarian
who are there,
life.
Yeah, and well, Julia, you give your feedback because I actually know some of the people who were working with the Bob Barr campaign. They've helped me do some PR before.
I did not watch the Libertarian Convention. I've never really been particularly interested in the LP. However, I do have a personal problem with electing somebody who has voted for the war on drugs and supported things like that. When Mary Ruart, a nice, principled lady, why didn't she get elected? So I'm not happy with the results, and I think that the Libertarian Party is useless.
We will return and converse about this a little bit more. It is Free Talk Live. You control the airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll return. Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You control the sounds. You control the approach because it is your program, your way. I'm Gardner.
And I'm Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark. The toll-free line, the SACL toll-free line is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI. Great guys. Check them out at SACLCAI.com. Check out the link at the wonderful, amazing Free Talk Live website. I almost mentioned my website. Liberty.
You can mention that too.
I was just going to mumble it. Yeah, libertyconspiracy.com is my site if you want to head over there. I do a radio show in New Hampshire and try to take on the New Hampshire pinheads, and it's very interesting. So, and I'm hated by those people. I just found out, Julia, that the governor will, of course, I didn't expect that he ever would. He will never appear on my program, and I'm perfectly happy with that.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to defend himself, fine.
Makes him look like a coward, if you ask me.
Yes, it's very,
he obviously
very
doesn't feel very strongly about his points and beliefs.
You got it. You got it. Hey, folks, want to give you the heads up. You can meet activists who are already achieving success in New Hampshire. Discover the outdoor and recreational adventures New Hampshire has to offer. Learn how the Free State Project early movers are already making a difference in New Hampshire. You can meet hundreds of individuals like you who cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetimes. You can see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists. And all you have to do is just head over to Porkfest. Go to porkfest.com, and you can check it out. It's a really good time, and it's starting up very soon. And that's going to be in the White Mountains of New Hampshire at Gunstock Mountain
Resort.
If you
want to see Mark with his shirt off, this is your best chance.
I have to say, I would really enjoy seeing some of the women from the shrine
with
appearing
their shirts off.
Well, no, I'm a gentleman, please.
Of course.
Absolutely. I may be a rogue, but I'm a gentleman, and it'd be nice.
I thought that's what you were going
to
say, because we had just talked about Mark with his shirt off.
Yes, the connection is easily there. Okay, 800-259-9231. We're in our last segment, going up against the clock. And Ian and Mark are away tonight, so Julia and I get to do the show. Hey, Julia, we were talking a little bit about the air travel, and Sam called in, and that troubles me a lot. And we are also talking about money. We had a call a little bit earlier from someone who is a trucker, and he was saying that, you know, he really thinks that it would be a good idea for people to be essentially forced to have to help others, to give more up in taxes. And we talked about a couple of the problems with that. And you know people who believe the same thing. They
yes.
think that the government
well,
should be used.
They've come up with this term, working class. He used it, and I hear people use it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's a nice buzzword that the politicians use, because most of Americans work hard, and so I guess they're considered the working class. And the gentleman who called mentioned that they're living paycheck to paycheck, and that's not fair. However, are every single one of those people who are living paycheck to paycheck, are they necessarily saving money? Are they managing their money properly? And if not, And even if so, do I have an obligation to give them money because I maybe have a little more money?
And who am I to judge you? Let's say that we look at the, he mentioned the big guy, Rush, you know?
Right.
Let's say he earns $40 million
a year. He mentioned that he had five houses.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't give a squat how many houses he has. And, you know, now I'm getting a little more intense on it. When we had the conversation with him a little earlier, we were very low key. But, you know, it's not my place to say that that's too many houses or he didn't use his money the right way.
Maybe he likes to vacation in those various spots. Maybe he has friends and family in those spots and he likes to go visit them a few times a year.
Absolutely.
Maybe he just wants to own the house and never go in it.
Who knows?
My business.
And you know, we were talking, his name was Burton, calling in from Texas, and I thought to myself, you know, someone else could, if they were in the majority, they could get enough representatives on their side, like Barbara Boxer and Barack Obama in the Senate and things like that, maybe they could say, well, Burton, you know, you didn't have to take that time to make that phone call. You know, I don't think you needed to do this or do that. Everybody's life is a subjective experience. And what we want to do should not be influenced or regulated by someone else if we're not bringing direct harm to someone at all. And I believe that even if we are going to bring direct harm to someone, we should be in voluntary societies where we come up with our own rules about how we're going to live our lives. And what Burton was doing there was saying, well, Rush earns $40 million, so, you know, he doesn't need this house or that house. Well, you know, you go ahead and walk up to him and try to do that. You would never do that, but through government, you would do it. Julia, might earn more than somebody who works over where you work. Should they be able to come up to you and say, hey, Julia, you know, you shouldn't have that DVD that you bought because you have too much. I have less than you do. You don't need that. You should give it to me. Where does it stop? It is purely subjective, and the further down you go on the economic ladder, the more you can say, well, why not let this person who earns $20,000 a year take from the person who earns $40,000 a year? It's just an absolute mess. It's unethical, and it needs to stop.
What the important issue here is that if you want to be free to spend your money as you see fit, then you need to let other people be free to have as much money and spend as much money as they want.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh didn't just poof, $40 million appeared or whatever he makes. He worked hard and gave people what they wanted and earned it.
Right.
And you get what you work for in life.
Exactly. And, of course, the idea that somehow government is going to make things more fair, when we know that people like Barack Obama, people like Hillary Clinton, people like John McCain, they answer to certain interest groups. As great and Teflon-coated they like to appear, they are the ones who are corrupt. They are the ones who take money.
Maybe Barack Obama should take his paycheck and give a little to Burton.
Right. And all we have to do is look at their oath to uphold this document, the Constitution, which I don't think even goes far enough to protect liberty. But they swear an oath to uphold it, and they use it as toilet paper all the time. And I know that sounds extreme, but they do. If you, for example, ask John McCain if he's in favor of federalism. He called himself a federalist just before Memorial Day. He said, I'm a federalist, this old federalist. You're so damn far from a federalist, it makes me sick. Just to have anybody approach you and say, oh, then if you're a federalist, are you in favor of the states making their own decisions about drug laws?
Not by his voting record.
Absolutely not. And people have nailed him here by setting the questions up in that order because they're smarter than he is. And they know what he's going to say in the first case. They ask, do you support states' rights? Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, then therefore, do you support the states making their own decisions? Oh, well, that's a different story. No, it's not. You're a hypocrite. That's what the story is.
Politicians say whatever they need to say to get voted. That's what Barack Obama does.
Yes.
That's what Hillary Clinton does. It's what John McCain does.
Mm-hmm.
He's just saying that to get your vote. You think he's actually going to do something that's
absolutely
going to make
right.
you wealthier?
The
and
answer,
you think if he takes more money from rich people that you're going to see it? Please.
That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The answer is stop government any way you can, whether you have to get involved by participating and getting here in the state of New Hampshire in the legislature, whether you have to do it through nonviolent protest, by writing letters, by talking to people, by going up to news reporters and giving them information, not in a crazy, I've got an implant in my head sort of way, but saying, hey, I was watching this. Did you know this? Do you ever include these sorts of things in your stories? These are all things that are so important, and maybe the United States is going to go down the tubes in a socialistic way. It already has. You know, it already has. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. But if we congregate in one area, maybe we can make a difference in New Hampshire. It's possible. 800-259-9231 is the way to get in touch with us. We had so many other stories to discuss that we're probably not going to be able to get to all of them.
Ooh, we have a phone call, though.
Let's get right to it.
All right, we've got Steve in Colorado who wants to talk about Obama.
Steve, we'll sneak you in right away. Thank you very much for the call. You're on Free Talk Live with Gardner and Julia.
Well, hey there, Gardner and Julia. How you doing?
All right.
Excellent.
I talked to Gardner today on his show about not voting for John McCain, but I think that I have a reason to maybe vote for Obama, and keep in mind my tongue is in my cheek, just
okay,
so you don't freak out. And the reason is that Iran is stronger now than when George Bush took office, and the fact that we have not talked to them means that they have been developing nuclear weapons. Therefore, we should perhaps consider voting for Obama. Oh, wait, it was Obama who said that. It's Obama who's banging the drums of war to go to war with Iran.
This is bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, so these, you know, the thing, I can't wrap my head around it. I see, I drive a lot and I think about this stuff all day long, and I just can't wrap my head around why, for example, in 2004, the peace movement became the John Kerry movement, when clearly John Kerry was a war hawk.
Oh, absolutely right.
And one thing...
And why... Go ahead, Julia. Sorry.
I was going to say something that drives me absolutely nuts. These people who are the part of the peace movement and the anti-Bush movement, they praise the Democrats. Are you telling me that Clinton never dropped a bomb anywhere? But for some reason, we don't talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, I had a guy look me straight in the face and without batting an eye and without a hint of sarcasm on his face, asked me how come I hated the peace party so much. And I said, well, which party would that be? And he said, why, the Democrat Party, of course. And
yeah.
I said, are you joking? Do you want to count bodies? Do you really want to count bodies?
And you know what?
Guess who's going to come out on top of that one?
And you know what, my friend? We didn't get to talk about this earlier today when you called in, but I got a lot of abuse on Memorial Day because I was talking about how, you know, I really didn't like the excuses that they gave for the Civil War and World War II and things like that. And Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and George Bush and McCain were disrespecting the soldiers. There was no declaration of war. Some guy called in and said, I fought for your freedoms. I was going to ask him, really? In what wars were you fighting? He said, I fought for your freedom to speak. And I said, tell me which war protected my freedom of speech. Hey, we got to fly. We'll be here
tomorrow. Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With the